Most of the U.S. Midwest weather is expected to be a little mixed here, with a storm system expected to move quickly across the region today. It will likely result in snow, freezing rain, sleet, and rain occurring across many areas in the lower and eastern portions of the Midwest, as well as portions of the Delta in the southeast. Now, most of the frozen precipitation is expected to occur from parts of Missouri into Ohio and southern portions of Michigan. These areas will likely see largely an accumulation of snow with 2 to 4 and local 6-inch amounts possible. The 6-inch totals will be on the northern fringes of the precipitation region, where the temperatures will be consistently cold enough to support snow all day today. Just to the south of that, more of a wintry mix of precipitation types is likely to take place and will likely end up with a little ice accumulation in some areas from portions of central Missouri into the immediate Ohio River Valley. Areas to the south will get mostly rain and will expect to see some thunderstorms in a few locations across the Delta and into the southeastern states. As I mentioned before, this storm system will be fast moving. We expect the majority of the precipitation to be over by the time we get to Saturday afternoon, with the exception of a few easternmost areas in the Midwest. And it looks as though this storm system will be not followed by a significant bout of colder air. Some cooling will occur, most definitely, but it's not going to be bitter cold, not like it has been. And we will still have to deal with about 2 days worth of cooling before we get involved with a significant warming trend. The warming trend that occurs next week will occur also while precipitation is put down a little bit. We'll see some disturbances moving across the upper parts of the Midwest from the northern plains into the Great Lakes region, but we're not expecting to see the precipitation very significantly. A few hundredths of an inch, upwards to 1,500ths of an inch, will occur most often on a daily basis, with a couple of localized amounts maybe getting upwards to 0.2 of an inch. The greatest precipitation may occur downwind from the lakes, and that'll be the case pretty much from late Sunday into about Tuesday of next week. Now, there will be a warming trend as we go through the early part of next week, as the stage gets set for another storm system of size to begin impacting the U.S. during the second half of next week, and in particular about a week from now into the following weekend. That next storm system, the 19th through the 22nd, promises to produce widespread precipitation across a big part of the eastern U.S. and in a portion of the plains as well. The storm system promises also to produce considerable snow and blowing snow across northern portions of the Midwest and out into the central and northern parts of the U.S. plains, while rain and rain changing to snow impact other areas in the Midwest. The storm system is still advertised as being a very large system with a significant potent cold air mass coming in behind it beginning in that second weekend of the two-week outlook. There's still obviously a full week ahead here before we get involved with this next storm system, so the odds are fairly good that changes will take place before it arrives. Right now, it doesn't look like any area in the U.S. hard red winter wheat country will be impacted significantly by precipitation here from this first storm system. The storm that occurs in mid to late week next week might have a greater impact. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.